It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
It's all brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill, and Frost is here today. And I was just reading that more and more people are looking into meadowscaping. And for those that don't know what that is, what is it?
Well, it's good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. And happy May Day.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yay. I keep forgetting it's May 1st.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Meadowscaping has definitely been growing in popularity over the years. It's very pretty. It's easy to, you know, maintain. So it's really a low effort way to have a nice meadow. It's good for bees, butterflies, birds.
So basically you let Mother Nature kind of take over some of your gardens or your front lawn. You said low maintenance, so.
Yeah, absolutely. If you really want to, you know, juice it up a little bit, getting some wildflower mix seed down early in the spring is great. There's a lot of perennial seed in wildflower mixes, meaning that same plant will come back every year. And there's also some annual mixes, but those will shed their seeds at the end of the season and hopefully reseed themselves. So hopefully over time you can kind of build a nice wildflower meadow. Yes.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's neat. Yeah. So even annuals will come back then. So
yeah, yep. They'll kind of set their seeds from their flowers from that year and hopefully reseed themselves.
And with meadowscaping, I would think, so if it's low maintenance, do you have to worry about watering a lot?
When you're trying to get the seed started, you should. If you do it in the springtime, usually you've got some good, like a little bit of, like we've had, rain, sun. That's not a great, you know, Saturdays of rain aren't great, but the combination of sun and rain is perfect for germinating seed. So,
what about people who say, well, I'd love to do that, but I don't want it to get wild and messy looking. Is there a way to maintain it?
Well, you know, that's kind of part of the meadow look. It's, you know, you could substitute messy with breezy, and that makes it sound that much better.
Okay.
But it is recommended sometimes at the end of the season if you mow it, just to kind of, it'll help, you know, shed those seeds everywhere. It'll also help keep woody things from growing up in there, like trees or raspberries or things like that, that can kind of overtake.
Well, those raspberries, they overtake and they do it so quickly.
Yeah. No, they're pretty aggressive.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's going on at Frost Farms?
Well, we are actually officially today open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and then 9 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. So there's a lot going on. We're gearing up for Mother's Day. There's a lot of beautiful color there, great gifts. So we're excited.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the awesome update as always.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Frosty Report brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.